Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. And last week, our program was on New Year's Day, so we did inaugurate a brand new year. For the rest of this month, we're going to pay homage to one of the greatest early music singers ever to come our way, and that is Montserrat Figueras. You've heard her many times on our program, but unfortunately, she passed out of this world last November at the age of 69.
Montserrat was married to Jordi Savall, the director of the extraordinary Hesperian 21, as well as many other ensembles. Her voice was unique, a perfect pairing to the ensemble that Jordi Savall directed. They were marvelously in sync. We're starting today with the earliest recording that, as far as I know, is available. And that is a recording made, according to the record label, it's 1984, but it was produced by the Schola Cantorum Basiliensis, and that tells me it was probably recorded sometime before 1976. It is the music of Giulio Caccini, that great late Renaissance composer. And from that recording, we hear two of my favorite pieces, Amarilli Mia Bella and Belle Rose Porporine. And then turning to another very early recording, this one in 1977, secular music from Christian and Jewish Spain. This music is from the Cancionero Colombino. First, Niña e Niña, then Como no le andare yo, and finally an instrumental piece, Ricercada, played on viola da gamba by Jordi Savall. All of these little pieces are anonymous. Thank you.
Yori Saval playing the viola da gamba in a ricercata there. And prior to that, two secular songs. These were Christian songs from a CD entitled Secular Music from Christian and Jewish Spain. And we heard court music and from the age of the discoverers. That's 1492, 1523. And we began with two songs by Caccini, probably the two most famous ones, Amarilli Mia Bella and Bella Rosa Porporine, sung by Montserrat Figueras, whose program today we're dedicated to her memory, since she unfortunately passed out of this world last November at the age of 69.
The title of today's program is A Sideways Seductive Smile, and I did a lot of searching on the web before I saw this phrase, because I couldn't imagine what to call the program. The critic Paul Griffiths is the one who once described the voice of Montserrat Figueras as like a sideways seductive smile. Later in 2005, the critic Alex Ross wrote in The New Yorker that her smoky, penetrating, flatly expressive voice falls somewhere between grand opera and rural folk singing and combines the best aspects of both. And I think these are marvelous descriptions of the voice of Montserrat, because her voice was that amazing combination of trained operatic sound and folk sound. The first recording that we heard from was recorded through the Schola Cantorum Basiliensis, and that was the early days of her relationship with Jordi Savall. They finally married in 1968, and it was in 1974 that the duo formed Hesperian 20, which has been renamed as of 2000 as Hesperian 21. It started with emphasis on 16th and 17th century Spain, but she also recorded music much earlier than that. This recording from Cantos de Trobarits dates, according to the CD, 1978. And this is music of the female troubadours. And we hear first Na Carenza a Bel Cors Avinien. In this case, Montserrat is accompanied also vocally by her sister Pilar Figueras. The text is anonymous, the music by Arnota Moroy. This is around 1170 to 1200. And then Abjoy It Abjoven Maparai, text by Contessa Dadia, who flourished around 1200. The music by Bernard de Ventadorn, who lived someplace between 1135 and 1195. And in this case, it is actually Hesperian 20 that is responsible for the recording. Thank you.
Oh.
Voice of Montserrat Figueras, doing two pieces there from a CD called Songs of the Women Troubadours. And these pieces date from about the year 1200, and being accompanied there by members of Hesperian 20. This is a rather old recording, and early in the years of both Montserrat Figueras and the Hesperian 20 group. And our program today is in memory of Montserrat Figueras, who passed away last November, and appropriately enough called A Sideways Seductive Smile, which was the way one critic explained how her voice made an impression on him.
It's interesting to note that her intention when she began studying singing was actually to become an actress, and she certainly utilized her voice in the kind of expressive way that actors often do. Singers rarely. She also had joined a local chorus called Alleluia when she was performing in Barcelona before meeting Jordi Savall at the Scuola Cantorum Basiliensis. In 1979, Hesperian 20 recorded the Libro Vermel de Montserrat, and that was a collection of pilgrim songs, the Red Book, because sometime in, I believe, the 19th century, Milton, the book was bound in red velvet.
Right, and so it made it easy to find it on the shelving.
Right, the Red Book.
You could do it with your eyes closed, while feeling.
That's right, because it was velvet. These are pilgrim songs that were sung on the way to the pilgrimage to Montserrat. We hear first Maria Matrem Virginem, and then Splendens Septigera. Noteworthy in both pieces is that Montserrat is not only soloist, but Montserrat is the choral conductor.
Thank you.
two selections from the Liber of Amel, the Red Book, and the Red Book contains a collection of some of the earliest pilgrim songs. There are 10 songs in that collection. We began with Maria Matram and sung by Montserrat Figueras, whose memory we're dedicating our program to today. The second piece is Splendid Septet d'Erard, with the choral part was directed by her from Hesperian 20, and she and her husband, Jordi Savall, were the ones who founded that fantastic ensemble.
The next music cut we're going to hear, so to speak, is comprised of two different CDs, and they are of two different periods addressing the same topic. Both of these CDs are recordings of Sephardic song. The first one is entitled Music from Christian and Jewish Spain, and it was made in 1976. And from that recording, we'll hear El Rey de Francia. Then the second one was recorded in 1999. This CD is Diaspora Sephardi, and the piece is Por el Paso un Caballero. We have Hesperian 20 from 1976, and Hesperian 21 is when they changed the name in 1999, looking forward to the year 2000. In any event, there are some differences in interpretation and probably a little bit of difference in the sound of Montserrat's voice. Thank you.
Poor Ali Paso, preceded by El Rey de Francia, two of my favorite Sephardic songs. They are sung by the inimitable Montserrat Figueras, whose memory we are dedicating this program to today, a program called, appropriately enough, the text which refers to the impression she made on a critic as Sadowitz's seductive smile.
What a nice way to describe a voice. We'll return to the CD we heard a little bit from, Music from Christian and Jewish Spain. Now, we just heard the El Rey de Francia, which is a Sephardic song. Now we're going to hear something from the book called the Cancionero de Palacio. And this is music of the 15th and 16th century. The piece, an anonymous composer, Alaba Benid, buen amigo. a selection from the Renaissance Cancionero de Palacio, Al Alba Venid Bien Amigo, sung by the extraordinary Montserrat Figueras. We've been focused on her music today. These are the earliest of her recordings. We'll continue next week with recordings that she's made with Hesperian 21 in latter days. In any event, we are so excited to share this music. Montserrat is my favorite singer of early music, so this is really meaningful to hear all of her voice at once played on the radio. We hope that you'll join us again next week here on Continuum for another hour of early music. May your new year continue to be happy.